Ding dong. Hello?
This is Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps, and this is your spring break-in recap. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
I thought spring break-in was like spring break-in, but it was break-in with the apostrophe at the end.
Yeah, it's edgy brand.
I guess. That's what happens in NXT now. NXT 2.0. It's not 2.0 anymore. Well, still edgy.
2.0 was garbage. You could, since it was only a year or whatever it was, you could officially say NXT 2.0 might be some of the worst wrestling ever aired.
That was some garbage.
TNA looks at NXT 2.0 like, sure, we want to put this on national TV, guys?
I still think that was some of the best women's matches we saw, though.
Yeah, but that like, was when a they good, still like, take a, lot, a big step back.
Well, it was like a good like emergence of the new talent that we're seeing now. So
yeah, all of them got fed to Mandy Rose.
2.0 was the era of Mandy.
Exactly. That's why you... In my opinion, you can't even say that the women's division was good.
I know, we got some good matches. We got Maiko in there.
All of Alba. We got a little bit of Maiko in there.
Either way. Did Roxanne come out at NXT 2.0 during
that? I think so.
Well, it was also just a weird time for NXT in general, too, because like NXT UK was on its way out. And
it died in the middle of it.
It was super, yeah, very weird. Very weird time.
Because it's a weird time for the company with shit ass stepping away. And then now he's back.
Well, spring break-in. I was surprised that the women were main eventing. But I feel like it was very well deserved. I really enjoyed the main event. We got Lyra Valkyria, which I always love seeing her, but this is kind of a garbage match. And
everybody was sloppy today, so I'm going to give weird. A little bit of grace, but that might be the single worst performance I've ever seen on NXT from Cora
We've
Jade.
Seen Lash and Elektra's match.
Single worst performance I've ever seen from Cora Jade.
Okay.
And like, yeah, Lyra didn't help very much because there was a few spots where she messed up. I need to go back and like watch it for sure. But those hip tosses, like, did Cora just forget how to wrestle for a few? Like, this is the person that WWE Twitter is talking about, or like people, even though I think it was just that one dumbass, thought is the next Sasha? Like, get out of here. That was trash.
Nobody is ever going to be the next Sasha, and especially not Cora Jade, just because they keep trying to brand her as a mean girl. Like, I don't know. I think she has like that live factor where all they have going for them is their look. And that's like what's drawing people in. Like, they're literally young and cute, but they
only
can't wrestle.
I've ever read about Cora. Oh, she's so good looking. Cora gets a win. Well, I'm glad she's so pretty. Like, all right, I guess Mandy was a champion for a year and a half, so we got to condition these people back into wrestling.
Like, no, guys. Like, they can actually move here.
Yeah.
Well, I think Lyra, for what she was dealt, had a really good showing. But there was like a lot of spots where it was just like, oof.
I think it was not just her, so I'm not trying to like be mean about it. But that was a bad performance. And it was like, Mello had some mess ups. People who were solid. Like, even there was a part where Braun, doing his heel move, just like stared in the ring for a second. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? I think like, and it wasn't even just from like a physicality standpoint, like everybody just seemed to have an off night in this episode.
Maybe.
And it was good. It was just a little off here or there where like they were, it just wasn't as crisp as it could have been.
Say maybe Alba and Isla Dawn cursed the ring because they weren't featured in one of the matches. So it tracks.
I mean, they had a promo. I didn't see the promo. I just saw a picture of it.
Well, back and watch it. Yeah, it was a fun show the way it was like produced and then like just start to finish. Like it was a good, they wrapped up things pretty nicely, you know, pretty deadly. But yeah, so Lyra and Cora, I forgot that they were having their match. And when they came out, I was like, oh, cool. Lyra's music is really cool. I think it's one of those that'll just like, whenever she does get like that big push and is like, on that main stage. I don't know. I feel like she's like a whole total package that can be sold. I think Kiana James is another one too. But at this point, with the way that they ended this storyline after this mixed match, I really don't know what they're going to do with her like going forward. I think I have a feeling that's what's going to happen.
Girl in the division.
Let's talk about that match really quick, just to kind of like bleh, get out of the way. She looked really good, Kiana. Her and Fallon work really well together because obviously they were a tag team.
Yeah.
But the whole story surrounding it was just, you know, I guess this was all coming to a head because Kiana was cheating on that one guy. Yeah. And then she basically like manipulated him into like still being together with her. And then Fallon and her friend or whatever are trying to like shake some sense into that other guy. See, I don't know their names.
If you're into the storyline, it's fine. It's, like, I saw a couple people that are like, this is such a good like example. I saw specifically a comment that was real good that said, this is such a good example of NXT in its current form because you get the sports entertainment angle, like telling stories with solid ring work bell to bell. And like, yeah, okay. Solid. Not outstanding.
I think this is what happens when you hire a Hallmark movie channel writer because that's what this storyline was.
That's just what this whole men's division is. It's like throwaway guys that we really don't need. Like, I mean, obviously there's people like Noam Dar and people like Dragon Lee and like there is standout and there's talents here.
I thought you were talking about Dragunov.
No, Dragunov is one of them too, but he's going to be on one of the main roster soon enough, I think. But like, there are some dudes here, but there's also, like, the guys from this storyline that are just like, you could not pay me to be interested in these people. I'm sorry.
You know what's happening with this whole Kiana Fallon? Once they had, like, the men involved in their storylines, it totally dragged them down. And I think this is just, like, just an example of, like, real-world, like, relationships when there's, like, this young, promising women and they get drugged down by their lame-ass boyfriends or whatever. Because I was going to say on the flip side, you don't have any storylines for the women, but they're just, like, churning out really good performances.
Yeah.
But there really isn't anything solid as far as the writing goes for them.
No. Which is the par for the course for women.
Yeah.
In wrestling in general.
Everywhere right now. Yeah.
Such bullshit. Like, Freddie Prinze Jr.'s promotion needs to be women centric.
Just make it all women. Yeah. Change or make NXT like, a women's show.
Exact opposite. Just make one or two matches of the dudes. If you have 2 hours, two. If you have 1 hour, one dude match. The rest of it's a women's show.
So Kiana and her partner lost. She got mad at that man, told him she never loved him in the first place. Man made up with his friend in Fallon. So
that's so dumb.
It was so dumb.
They should have been like a toxic couple. They could have. Yeah. Their breakup should have been like a point where they could cheer and he's finally like fed up with it. Or she treats him like shit forever and they do the shit. But no, like, let's just be done with that.
Well, there was like a little snippet too. Because like in the middle of the match, I was saying, they should double down on this or just like completely scrap it. But like, I was thinking they totally could be a Maria and Mike Kanellis type couple.
No, like,
if they doubled down on that relationship, but that didn't happen. So we don't have to worry about that.
I'm not even saying be like a functioning relationship, be like fucking toxic relationship.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. 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 That too. But they didn't, that's not going to happen.
And now
I don't know what's going to happen with Kiana James.
Right.
Who's the only person I care about in this whole storyline.
Yeah.
Mostly because I want her to have like a rebrand. Because I don't like her business suit gear. It's weird. So I would like for her to move on from that.
Yeah, that whole character never really took off. And she seems like she's already ready to be division fodder. She should be on the main roster.
I love the way she moves. She's really strong.
Her look is good.
I'm telling you, Nikki Bella her up.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we also had it was just the main event, but Sol Ruka got attacked. The parking lot curse has like seeped into the building. and someone took out Solruka, huh?
It's in the lobby now. They need to burn that building down. Leave the audience inside.
Yeah, you know, you were saying like some pretty unfavorable things about the audience.
I hate that crowd so much.
They were not into this main event at all.
Of all the crowds that I hate, NXT, because they're the constant one, or constantly at the top of the power rankings.
It's them. Yeah, so triple threat. You have Indy Hartwell, Tiffany Stratton, and Roxanne Perez. I love all of them. It was so hard to like, I was definitely rooting for women's wrestling. I had a Rob Lowe hat that said women's wrestling on it, and I just wanted everyone to have a really good time. And they had a really good showing out, but there were a few spots that like made me nervous because like their landings or their...
Freaking broke her ankle probably. She like finished that match on a broken ankle on adrenaline. I don't know what's like the long-term future of her title reign.
So Indy Hartwell like got knocked out at one point. They had some official or some guy in a black polo was checking on her. So that's how you know it was serious. And she like had to leave the match for a little bit.
Serious because they didn't call out to it on the camera at all.
No.
Definitely like just angled her out of every shot that they could.
What I loved about this match, I loved seeing like Tiffany's performance. I loved seeing like Roxanne just again being solid, but also like showing that she's a professional one. She was making this match work for TV.
She's effortless.
She is like, so effortless.
Good. I mean, she makes it look effortless, but like it just seems like her mind is just wrestling, like 100% full every single time. At least when she's in the ring, because there's times where she's repositioning herself because her partner didn't realize that she needs to be in position for a certain fall, and like she's just doing these things. She's so good.
Like that was
people
it was
don't
a...
like even at this level, people don't do that.
See, and that's one of the things that I think Tiffany had, somebody had interviewed her and she was asking about her staying in NXT. She was saying how she wants to stay there longer because like she wants to work on, you know, being able to sell better and just have like better ring psychology. And I definitely think if she's working with someone like Roxanne, like who better right now?
Yeah, I really hope Roxanne doesn't get the call up.
And then Indy also just being like that NXT darling right now who like you just like seeing as champ. I know. I just, all three of them could have walked away with the title and I would have been happy with it.
That would have been the perfect send off for Indy with her promo and like she got the title after being important for a little while. And like, yeah, she lost it in her last defense, but it was like, have you seen Tiffany and have you watched Roxanne wrestle? Like, obviously she wasn't going to keep the belt with these two. They're the future of this division.
Yeah.
It would have been the perfect send-off for her, and she could have gone up to the main roster and been with the Garganos or, like, done something else.
It's like when the senior finally makes, varsity.
I don't know why they didn't, why they're keeping her champ, especially, like, if she's not injured, awesome, cool, whatever. I'm glad she came back out and finished that match. I'm happy that she's still champion. It's just, it's a weird finish given everything. And there was so much like slop in there. I'm worried about Roxanne's neck. I won't like
the way she landed. Tiffany,
need to find out about
Tiffany's
that.
Moons. What was that? Like a, that was a, her swanton. Was it swanton?
I don't know.
She looked cool, but she landed kind of funny.
But she seemed fine.
She seemed okay. But yeah, there was just like, I don't know. There's cool parts during the match too. Like one of them was when Roxanne did her Karana off of Tiffany Stratton. And then Tiffany, like, I don't know, she like flipped out of it or something. It was weird. Yeah. Like they had a lot of
little like cheerleader.
She did like a
kick.
Weird cheer,
or like a
herky dance
kick.
Or she did a herky jump is what she did, but not like a full out one. It was funny.
Yeah, that was cool. And like that made me see that. All right. We can start to see Tiff as
a more character in the ring
as a champ. But I was like, all right, like, because I was resigned to her winning this belt tonight. Like, all right, cool, let's go with it. But then when we get further into the match and she was as gassed as she was, I'm like, maybe she can't be champion because you're not giving these women the length of matches that they need.
Well, and she did just come back.
Right. And like now now we see, like, that's the level of match that you can put on. And it wasn't even like a really long one because we were even going to 7:45.
It did go longer.
How the hell are we still?
It did go longer than I thought it was. So it was a pretty decently long match.
Yeah, it was paced as well as it could have been. But like, that's where you could tell once Indy was gone, they had a bunch of spots that they wanted to hit and they were just kind of working with it. And that's where Roxanne really shined. And I think that's where also, like, by the end of that, having to work all of that time solo with Roxanne.
Them too, yeah.
Is where the wear on Tiff came out.
It was showing, yeah. And so, what, like we were talking about just Roxanne being all professional and stuff. Tiffany had her in a pin, but she had her, it was the wrong way because basically Indy had to come around and pull Tiffany out of the ring. Because this is when she came back from her being backstage and she's like, no, I'm still gonna keep on going, guys. I'm Indy wrestling. And that, yeah, so that happened, and then Indy like tried to get like the pin after they'd already been super tired, and it could have worked too. But
Indy should get drafted with the NXT belt and they should turn it into a mid-card belt.
Oh. Huh.
And you could feature NXT talent on the main show occasionally. Other people would obviously challenge for it. That, oh, like, Sonya's not going to see another belt and sit idly by and not get a match.
Does
like
NXT
that.
Get a new championship?
They would have to eventually.
Yeah.
Since Indy gets drafted and she's just like, no, like, I'm the champion. I'm going to keep this belt.
And then she can work both shows.
She just keeps it on the main roster.
She keeps it away from NXT?
Yeah, she's the NXT champion. She gets billed as the NXT champion. She comes out with a belt. It is a mid-card belt for the other show. And then eventually down the road, they're like, fine, we'll let you keep your belt. But like, it's not the NXT belt anymore. It's going to be whatever featherweight belt that we're going to have.
Yeah, actually, I do like that because it's different than when Sasha debuted with her title, because that did happen.
Yeah.
But Sasha lost it.
And then in the meantime, even though Indy's still wrestling with the NXT belt, the women in NXT would be like, oh, fuck that. We're going to go like buy our own belt and start.
No, but that could be a storyline. It's just like, hello, she's keeping that belt hostage and not in a fun Mandy Rose way.
Mandy, at least Mandy showed up here.
Mandy worked here. Oh, that was the other thing that happened this night. The call out of Gigi to JC. So they basically just announced that they're going to fight next week. And she was going to have her little brother that JC was trashing in the crowd.
We'll see how it goes down.
I just thought that Gigi was going to be drafted, to be honest.
Yeah, there's so much like bad timing with this.
Yeah.
This is where you can see that Stephanie McMahon is not here. Because she would be the one to be like, well, you can't have these people lose the week after the draft.
Yeah. Because she's logistics.
Yeah. Other dumbass Sean and Hunter are like, well, let's do this. And what if we throw in all this shit at the wall of all these storylines?
Don't leave out Nick Khan.
Like idiots doing nothing but saying, spouting lies and fucking bullshit on podcasts. And
really?
He said, oh, there's never been any fights in our stands. When like, homie, there was one tonight at Raw. The day after you were talking about, or last night at Raw, the day after you were talking about this.
He is not in touch with his product, that's for sure.
He was talking about how like they're such a better family product than competition.
Because they're not allowed to say AEW. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, spring break in.
It's good.
I liked it. Yeah. And I was very happy to see Indy retain, but I also would have been equally happy seeing new champ crowned. But I was surprised. I honestly thought a new champ was going to be coming out tonight.
Yeah. I'm curious to see where it goes from here. NXT's women's division is still the best.
I'm curious to see if any of these women get drafted.
They definitely should. Zoe Stark needs to be on the main roster like a year ago.
Yeah. Alba Fire. Just leave Isla Dawn with both tag team titles.
Like, Zoe, she's not going to go anywhere. She's not going to do, like, someone like Zoe is not going to do anything. Then she's not going to go anywhere, but she could make all of your roster look so much better than they currently do.
Well, speaking of SmackDown, the only thing that we really need to know is that Zelina and Rhea are fighting for the championship at Backlash. I think we talked about Zelina coming out with a chancla to Rhea.
No.
That was too funny. But yeah, basically,
And I didn't see that. I've missed SmackDown the last couple of weeks because, like, if you're telling me in 3 weeks all this is going to be different, then I am not going to care at all. And especially when you say Shinsuke's coming back. Oh, but we took out, like, all the best part of his presentation. So, I'm not going to care about this until the draft actually happens, and I'll watch
that,
after.
Yeah, then we'll be a little bit more invested, I guess. But yeah, so Rhea, Zelina, they're lined up. Let's just see what happens with the draft to find out who Rhea's real opponent is going to be leading up to SummerSlam. And then, Raw, we had really just, it was just one match, was it not? Unless I missed somebody else, but Io and Bianca were ready to defend that. Bianca was ready to defend that title right there on Raw. Yeah. And then Bayley had to step in and be like, well, how about no? Because Bayley, you can totally tell, is like intimidated by Io for sure.
Listen, dummy, I know you love to wrestle, but that's not the way it works in WWE.
We're going to have a 3-on-3 match is what's going to happen.
At the pay-per-view.
And Io was looking very annoyed with her, with Bayley. So we're starting to see the cracks more.
Like this ain't that Stardom bullshit where we have great matches at every single show. Get out of here with that.
So that was Bianca with Liv and Raquel. And I love how Liv and Raquel, who are the tag team champions, come out to their own themes because it's so cohesive, right? So it's them three versus Damage Control. And I mean, it's just like your standard 3-on-3.
Triple H and Tony Khan are in the laziest women's storyline competition. Yeah. And we're all bearing the brunt of it. They've been doing it for months. Like, basically, since Triple H took over, he called up Tony and said, hey, you want to try and book the mid-is fucking women's division storylines and most, like, predictable, uninteresting women's storylines that you can and force our women to be really good?
Yeah.
Tony Khan was like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I really took away from that was Bayley falling into the ring to distract the ref.
Yeah. And her commentary later about studying great tag teams was cool.
What did she say? I missed
she
that.
She just shouted out FTR, which is like,
they're their friends.
FTR sucks.
They're all BFFs. They love wrestling. Well, anyway, we know that now Bianca and Io are going to fight at Backlash for the title. Trish gave an interview backstage. That was also equally mean and funny because she was saying how Becky is at home because, you know, she's a mom. She's got to deal like with her baby, right? And Trish's like, I get it. I'm also a mom of two kids, but I'm still here because, like, she just had to rub it in.
Backlash needs to beat Bianca.
I want Trish to have this title, like, while
Trish,
she's here.
She needs to beat Bianca. It would be so great.
Yeah.
Bianca needs a break. Let Trish take her title. Let Trish fight Rhea at SummerSlam. And then we get Trish and Bianca and Trish and Rhea. And that is... Ooh. That will make up for...
all the shitty women's booking
the
they've been doing.
The boringness of this. Like, really? You couldn't have found any two other women on this roster? No, let's find our babyface tag team champions. Like, not any seed planting, nothing at all for anybody else in this roster. Let's only do it with the champions and only this shitty faction that we know is going to lose because that's what they do.
Yeah. So we still don't know when the Bianca show is going to debut. And it's going to be on Hulu. It's not like an E or USA show. But what's it called? Apparently they started filming at the Royal Rumble.
It's going to be a while then.
So.
They might be done with footage. It's probably Royal Rumble to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think so.
But that still means they got to cut stuff. How long is that? Like,
I bet you around. You know what? I bet you it's around SummerSlam. It's going to. I bet you that's when it's probably going to debut. Or a premiere.
Let's see, after Trish
that would
comes
line
back
up with us, yeah,
and takes everybody out. All these ungrateful chumps. You're the worst. You came in here out of a fucking track field,
yeah,
and just dominated all these losers in this industry that I made.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
That's not how it works here. The only person who can pull it off is Trish. I don't want to see Becky doing that shit.
The Divas is back, baby.
Let her bring the Divas
Let
title
me
back.
Let me bring the Divas title back. Okay.
Nah, because she had the women's championship. She didn't have
she
the
did, Divas yeah. title. She did have the Divas title.
She did?
Yeah.
Later, right?
Later.
When she won it, it was the women's champion.
Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah. Then they were like, no, I these women are getting too good. How do we handicap Divas them? Time. Oh, here, this butterfly belt. So the other thing that I wanted to bring up was Mercedes Moné lost her title. I guess Mayu doesn't suck.
Anybody that listens to this, because it'll probably be up your alley, can you please contact me on how to watch Stardom? Because I opened up multiple links from their official Twitter, and at least I think it was, because it was verified. And like, it was just in Japanese, and there was no translation, and there was like, I could see where I could pay, but I don't know what I'm going to get or if like where I could watch it. So I didn't actually watch this, but I saw multiple people say that this Stardom card was like one of the best ones they've seen in years.
Yeah.
Or this whole pay-per-view.
I've only seen this pay-per-view in chunks.
And I want to watch it, damn it. Like
clips.
Yeah. There's definitely weird titles. I only saw the card and then I saw a couple other like clips and stuff, but there's like the World of Stardom title and like Princess Stardom title.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Why do they have so many belts that are weird like that?
Because they're an actual women's division, women's show.
That's what we need to be paying attention. That's what we need to be watching. So please tell me how to watch Stardom.
Okay. I think, you know what? We'll have this figured out. It will happen. We will sign up somehow. Because that's what I was saying. Like, for the longest time, they were like, hey, our website's going to be great coming up and it'll make it more accessible like for everybody. It's like always been on construction.
Like the Dunder Mifflin website.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got to catch. I actually want to watch that stuff.
Hang on, there's an official English feed on Twitter for Stardom. There we go.
See, that's what I was trying to find, but I was opening it on my phone, so maybe it was just that it was the limitation of the browser I was using.
Okay, we will figure this out, and we will have an all Stardom makeup catch-up for our like lack of, just for us being lazy, basically. We will figure this out. This website can't be that bad. I'm looking at it right now and I I can't navigate this. Okay, anyway. AEW. We had Jamie Hayter and Britt versus Toni Storm and Ruby. And
I'm telling you.
I mean, I do get the Jamie. I do get Jamie Hayter being a star. She's yes, totally. Didn't care about this match, though.
No, not at all. I mean, because the way that they've drug it out and they keep on just Rubik's cubing the parts in here and just putting in different pieces each time, and here I have the same storyline over and over.
I was gonna say every week it's middle fingers and spray paint,
the same storyline like every single week, so you're not giving us anything. Again, him and Triple H's competition, we're bearing the brunt of that. But Jamie Hayter getting bigger crowd reactions than Britt Baker in Pittsburgh is fucking mega star shit. Every week I like, because I didn't think that she was capable of it when she first got that belt. Every week since then, she's done one little thing here or there that's proven me wrong, and that was huge.
Yeah.
She was gone in the middle of that match, too, so like, once Britt got the hot tag, and like, she did get her crowd reaction, because she's from her hometown, obviously, but Jamie.
Everyone loves Jamie.
This is where we're going to see what it comes down to, whether it's like, just petty, I don't like that bitch between her and Thunder Rosa, or if it's these people are stealing my star. Yeah. I don't like when people get higher crowd reactions than I do, depending on how she's gonna react with Jamie going.
So
forward.
This is the beginning of our science experiment.
Yeah.
We will be making our
subject.
Yeah. We're gonna get a three panel poster board to put our findings. We're going to do it third grade style.
And then nothing else happened because there's nothing else we're talking about.
We do know that Jade and Taya are going to fight Wednesday for the title. I'm hoping we get a new champ here. God, it has to happen.
It's so funny because like everybody was complaining about the TNT title last week, the way it's swapping hands.
Yeah.
Like, it was all the talk after Dynamite last week, which I don't mind it, especially when you have good people, whatever. But the TBS title is the literal exact opposite.
Yeah.
Where, like, if Long Reigns is the only way to have a meaningful title reign, explain Jade's reign to me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it meant something in the first 6 months when, like, we had her dominating people, looking as good as she was, like, way better in the ring than anybody thought she should have been.
But she was also fighting jobbers.
Well, yeah, but then she was, like, bringing in Bow Wow, and she was bringing in, like, people.
Yes,
like,
as far as her star power works.
And she had the baddies. Like, she was bringing in an audience, and she was doing something that they couldn't do otherwise.
Correct. Agreed.
And then all of that shit just evaporated and went nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, so tell me that long title reigns mean something. No, whatever the reign, whatever happens in the reign is what matters. And I hope that Taya's reign is long and prosperous. It better fucking start on Wednesday, because if not, just get rid of the TBS title.
Yeah. Because there's no one else believable that would take it off of Jade.
Right. I mean, at this point.
Well, right now, anyway.
Even Sasha coming in, taking it off of her, like, wouldn't be believable because she's half her size. Taya's her size. Taya's got the look. Taya,
they have the same finisher.
Proven she's, like, great in multiple different promotions.
Yeah. I still like the fact. Okay, so.
She's amazing.
Whoever wins this match also wins that finisher, right? Or did
I
they?
Don't know.
Yeah, there's something that, like, she's not allowed to use. Valhalla finisher in this match.
Is it?
I think it's something stupid, but I don't know if it's like agreed upon or if it's just Jade spouting her bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know, because they don't talk about it. Like, they don't give it that much talk about it on the rest of the show. So
it's mostly just like Jade saying it. Is it true? Like,
right.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. But
Taya,
yeah.
Better win.
Huh?
Taya better win is all I want to say.
Yeah. I guess one thing that was pretty satisfying that night was Jericho. And
that's one way to describe it.
Was Jericho coming out and handcuffing Adam Cole and Britt. And again, this is like after they just had their match and now Britt has to flip the switch and be like the like sad girlfriend storyline coming out to save her man. And then what do you call it? The outcast just beating her up with the kendo stick while Adam Cole was like, no.
I will never sympathize with Britt. Sorry. Like,
this like
no bad Edge and Beth impersonation. Is gonna get me to sympathize with her at this point. And if you wanted me to, maybe cut all the bullshit that's going on in All Access instead of like having that be part of the work.
Well,
maybe
just
don't have that in there if you're trying to get sympathy for her as a face on the other show that's right before it.
That's why it's kind of funny for me to see like this baby face journey that Britt is having. Like it's making the band, making a baby face right here. And I hate it because, again, seeing her on All Access and then just seeing her for, like, from debuting from the start,
like
making her a baby face, like via her man is like the most, I don't know, like just
bullshit.
Pedestrian and like just set the women back. God, yeah. They're not annoying enough to be the like Seth and Becky prom couple that should have been instead of their weird like what we got from them. They're not hot enough like Edge and Beth. And Britt just like is not coming off as like likable or nice on All Access.
She should just be MJF and own it.
She should.
Likeability is overrated. MJF is printing checks. Every week, that guy gets more and more millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's never been happier.
Oh, you know what is a good parallel? Candace and Johnny, right now. It worked on NXT because of their... Just
NXT,
like their character work.
NXT audience was bought into those
they're
characters.
Buying into it. And now, like, whenever they show them in each other's, like, stories, it's like, no, stop, we don't want this, like, yeah. Don't mix it together.
Well, even like the main roster audience is like, okay, they're married,
cool,
BFD, like, yeah, you know how long John dated Nikki? They were also basically married
and they didn't we have like yeah like it wasn't until they had the show that they even got like their angle together. Yeah. I really don't believe people like seeing these couples, like these real life couples, bring it into the ring. No. And not be like, I mean, a Miz and Maryse. Miz and Maryse make it work because they're the heels,
right?
It only, I think that's the only way it works.
Jump into it, like, yeah, with both feet. The one exception is if you're two Hall of Famers
and super hot.
Yeah, I mean, that helps.
That's because the only I'm way thinking it works.
Like, no, they come out and they're sweet with each other, and everybody likes that. Like, people eat that shit.
Edge and Beth.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, though, is like they're not a sweet, oh, I love you kind of couple. They're like, I will murder you if you touch my husband, because that's what ended up happening.
Right.
Britt's not going to murder anybody.
Britt being the female MJF would be so great because everybody loves Adam Cole. Nobody has ever said a bad word about Adam Cole other than like internet trolls.
Just be like, why is your girlfriend
exactly
the worst?
Exactly. And like, that would be the one thing to be like, all right, maybe she's not like the actual worst because this guy likes her. And like, that would be her one saving line. But everywhere else, she could be MJF. And if she was anywhere near like what he could do on the mic and studied and practiced promo work like that instead of being a dentist, then they could go back and forth and like trade blurbs over and over again. And they would have a lot of publicity between that. But she doesn't. She wants to be liked, and she wants to get people on her side through All Access. I'm sure that there's people in the AEW audience that are like, Britt's right. Fuck Thunder Rosa. But, like, not me. And it never will be.
Thinking of Total Divas, so I'm trying to think of who was, like, the most adored diva.
Naomi.
There you go. That's who you have to watch on the show, not Natalia. But yeah, I don't like this babyface journey that's happening. It's so cringy. Well, I think we're about good here. Hopefully next week when we come back, we have a new champion in Taya Valkyrie. And until then, watch some more women's wrestling.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. Please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.